Good health comes on purpose. Your diet should include nutrients that are good for you and not include toxic chemicals that would do you harm. Movement is life. In order to live longer, we all need to exercise. But if a person doesn't have full neurological function, you can't benefit from rules number 1 and 2. Living bodies are self-healing and self-regulating. The nervous system is the master controller of every process performed by the body. If there are interruptions in the flow of information through a body's nervous system, the body's ability to self-regulate and heal itself is adversely affected. In other words, there's not one thing that your body does without the use of its nervous system. Conversely, for all processes that your body performs to stay healthy, a nervous system is required to perform those tasks. Who takes care of people's nervous systems? Well, chiropractors do, of course. When the nervous system is compromised by being pinched, irritated, or stretched by the bones of the spine, pelvis, or skull, the term is subluxation. Chiropractors find subluxations and fix them so that the nervous system can do its job. At Reinecke Chiropractic, our goal is to restore as much function in our patients as possible. Not only the nervous system and the joints of the body, but full function of the body's organ systems as well. I'm going to go over several typical problems that we address in our patient care. I will explain the problem and give you an example of how we help the patient. A very common cause of people's back problems is sacroiliac instability. The sacroiliac joints are located at the belt line, right about at the inside seam of your back pocket. There are no muscles that cross this joint. Because there are no muscles to protect it once it's been injured, oftentimes the result is a loose, unstable sacroiliac joint following an injury. The problem isn't that the joint is stuck, it's that the joint is too loose and needs to be stabilized. As long as the sacroiliac joint is unstable, the pelvis winds up having to tilt backwards on one side and forwards on the other. This tilt is much like a sprung frame on a car damaged in an accident. Just as any work on the car will have limited success until the frame is straightened, any work on the patient's back pain complaints will have less than satisfactory results until the sacroiliac joint is stabilized.